For the first time in several years, workers are paying a lot more for their medical care. Much of that increase is coming not through higher insurance premiums, but in cost sharing, what workers pay when they actually get care. In the second of two reports, NPR's Julie Rovner describes how those increases could threaten the viability of the health insurance system.
Paul Ginsberg of the Center for Studying Health System Change says piling more and more costs on workers could create a whole new class of patients. People who have health insurance, but who still can't afford care.
One can envision another round of horror stories. The horror stories used to be about a managed care plan denying some very important care for people. Now the horror story could be that the person couldn't get the care because they couldn't afford the coinsurance.
Meta Sherbrooke is one of those people struggling to afford coinsurance, the part of each medical bill patients are expected to pay. She's a nurse at a hospital in Indianapolis. She supports two children, as well as her husband, Stephen, who suffers from multiple sclerosis and can't work. Sherbrooke says her immediate problem is the cost of Stephen's medications. As of September, she says, she's already spent more than $3,000 of her own money.
It's running me more than our house payments per month right now.
And it's about to get worse. Sherbrooke's HMO wants to raise her cost for one of Stephen's medications from $50 a month to $450. Sherbrooke says as a nurse, she understands that higher cost sharing can deter the overuse of medicines.
But in cases like my husband, who has chronic disease that unfortunately has made his immune system weaker and a lot of other complications that comes along with it, he cannot live without these medications.
Policy analyst Paul Ginsberg says employers aren't trying to punish people who get sick, but workers have rejected managed care, company's most recent approach to holding down health spending.
Other than withdrawing from health insurance, you know, I think either increasing the employee share of the premium or increasing cost sharing is pretty much the only thing open to them.
You might think that increased copayments and deductibles only affect those who use care. But Laura Tolan, a policy analyst with the Kaiser Permanente Institute for Health Policy, says that's not necessarily the case.
The concern is that this may lead to, without sounding too alarmist here, destroying our insurance markets.
Tolan says the problem is the nature of health insurance itself.
In order for insurance to work, you need healthy and sick people all in it together. So as we start having insurance plans out there that really only appeal to the youngest and the healthiest, you're undermining that concept.
That's because young and healthy people who use few medical services would save money by choosing less comprehensive health plans, those with low premiums but high cost sharing. Tolan says their departure would then hurt everyone left in the more generous plan.
What happens is that the premium for the more comprehensive benefits at that point go up a little bit because it's sort of the average person in there is now slightly sicker because the healthiest people left. So the premiums go up, and then sort of the next layer of healthy people peel off and go into the thinner benefit plan, and the premiums on the comprehensive plan go up again. And this is a death spiral, premium death spiral is what they call it in insurance language.
Even Kaiser, known for the comprehensiveness of its benefits, has joined the list of insurers offering plans with higher cost sharing. This year, Kaiser is offering a plan that charges patients $500 if they're admitted to the hospital. Tolan says Kaiser has no choice. If it keeps offering benefits far more generous than other insurers, it will attract only the sickest people.
Where it could lead, at the extreme, is comprehensive coverage being essentially unavailable because it has become so expensive because it doesn't include the mix of the healthy and the sick. It only has the sick.
Employers say they hope increased cost sharing is just an interim step. What they really want is to save money by directing workers to the most cost-effective health care. But they've been trying to figure out how to do that for more than a decade. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Part one of Julie's story and reports on health care trends are at npr.org.